On today's podcast, we'll be covering building hand safety awareness, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Hand safety sounds simple until you see how fast it can go wrong. One quick reach into a rack, one loose glove near a moving part, one pinched finger between a pallet and a guardrail. Cuts, pinches, and caught-in hazards are some of the most common hand injuries that can happen in a facility. And they also tend to happen during normal work. And that's the tricky part. The goal this week is awareness that you can feel. You should be able to spot a hand hazard the same way that you spot a spill, fast and automatic. If you've ever finished a shift with sore knuckles or a small slice that you ignored, that's your warning sign. Small injuries are often the precursor. Here are a few daily actions that can reduce hand injuries. Number one, you want to build quick hand safety talks into the start of your shift. You want to keep it simple, around, say, 2 minutes. Pick one task for the day and then ask, where could your hands get hurt here? And that here being whatever it is that you're covering. Then name the control. It could be guarding, tool use, spacing, or gloves. The next thing is number two. You want to get workers involved in hazard spotting. So the people doing the job are going to see the risks first. So ask for one caught-in hazard per each week. So you could think about conveyors, dock plates, pallet jacks, shrink wrap, racking. Write it down, then fix it and report back. Number three, you want to use stories to make it real. So share a short incident or a near miss from your facility or the industry in general. Was it the task? Was it the hands? What should have happened instead? People are going to remember stories than rules. Think of it as facts tell, but stories sell. Number four, you want to make personal accountability non-negotiable. Keep hands out of pinch points. Use push sticks, hooks, or tools instead of your fingers or hands. And if you can't see your hands, stop. Reposition. Don't feel around near moving parts. And last but not least, number five, recognize safe hand habits out loud. So you want to call out the person who added a spacer on a load. Public recognition is going to build the kind of culture that sticks. And as always, keep in mind, these are potential tips. Please follow the rules and the regulations of your specific facility and make sure that you keep your hands in the safe zone. Hand safety is a daily choice, not a poster on the wall. You want to look for tight gaps. You want to listen for movement. You want to feel the vibration of the equipment. These are signals. Okay, slow down before the risky moment happens, not after it. So if you see a cut hazard, fix the edge or cover it. If you see a pinch point, create a space or change the path. If you see a caught-in risk, stop the motion and control that energy. Simple thinking and strong habits. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.